This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Some Republicans in Michigan are pushing for restrictions to the state's power to write regulations. State agencies in Michigan, like the Department of Environmental Quality, write many rules and regulations. In the last few years, some Michigan lawmakers have criticized this process. They say that state departments are writing rules that are too strict. Legislation introduced by one of Northern Michigan state representatives would add a new hurdle for state agencies to clear. The bill makes it more difficult for the state to write regulations stricter than federal ones. Republican Representative Tristan Cole of Mansalona is on the phone to talk about this legislation. Representative, thanks for making time.
Well, good morning, David. Nice to talk to you again.
Let's talk about the bill that you call the No Greater Than the Feds legislation. Why did you introduce this bill?
Well, one of the frustrations that I've had in Lansing is the fact that departments have the ability to enact what's called administrative rules that bypass the legislative process and the elected representatives of constituents to create rules that have the power of law with not enough checks and balances, in my opinion.
What would be the checks and balances introduced by this legislation?
This would restrict them from enacting rules, administrative rules, that would be stricter than federal rules without clear and convincing evidence and or going through the legislative process.
The analysis by the House Fiscal Agency says that it's not clear what stringent would mean in some individual cases, and that could lead to perhaps additional legislative guidance needed or even judicial interpretation. Do you think that the result of this bill could be added complexity?
Well, it could be, but remember, this is to protect constituents and citizens of Michigan from more stringent regulation than what is necessary, and to go through those extra hoops in order to justify a piece of administrative rule or a piece of regulation, that's not too much to ask that it's highly justified on why we would be more stringent than federal guidelines.
I want to talk about some pushback that the bill's gotten. An environmental group called the Michigan League of Conservation Voters has spoken against the bill. And they worry that it would tie the hands of the state to pass environmental regulations specifically. What do you say to that concern?
Well, that's not true. Just because this language or this if this becomes law, the legislature can pass as restrictive of rules and regulations as they desire. And so it is not tied. It simply has to go through the legislative process. So it's not prohibiting rules that are stricter than the federal government. It just is how it's done. It either has to have clear and convincing evidence that it is necessary, or it needs to go through the legislative process.
Just to clarify, a state department could pass a rule that's more stringent than a federal regulation if they prove it, correct?
That's correct.
And how would that work?
Clear and convincing evidence that it is necessary for the health and safety of individuals and or the environment of the state. The threshold would not be that difficult to do that, and there would be communication with the legislature and the executive branch as this was moving through. There's a lot of communication with the departments and with the legislature.
Do you have some rules in mind right now that the state has passed in recent years that you think, wouldn't pass muster under, the legislation that you're working to pass?
There's an assortment of those rules out and about. But, for example, the morel mushroom stuff that I've worked on for the past year and a half.
Remind us what that issue is.
Yeah, that is where the state of Michigan adopted recommendations from the federal government that would require that someone that wanted to pick morel mushrooms to sell them to a restaurant, the way that we've done in Michigan since there was a market for them, you would have to take a class and become certified in order to do that. And I had legislation that attempted to remove morels from that requirement. and that was an administrative rule that was passed without legislative oversight.
Representative Tristan Cole, nice to talk.
I appreciate it very much, David. Anytime, happy to shed some light on some of these questions and have the conversation.